like dying stars. I know you're only thought. It's settling there, but you lost. Cover eyes with frost and fill our brains with poison. World war is over now. World war is over now. World war is over now.
Smoke, I see the sun. Time will come for silence to be found. The crippling walls once mighty crumble down. The wonder of the world no longer drown. Blessing is a morning.
Thank you kindly. We appreciate it. So this next song is the first thing that Lauren and I wrote together. And it's a scary thing to write with somebody else, especially if you're in love with them and think you might want to live with them forever and everything. It's like, you know, what if I hated her ideas?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. But I think we're writing two different songs, and you can have your own album, and like I'll have a different album, and I, you know, you sing on yours, and I'll sing on mine, and but it turned out that we loved it, and I think the fear was that either one of us would be diminished, but we found it to be really augmenting to write together, and sing together, and so it's always a pleasure to play this first kind of discovery of that together. So this is called Pocket Knife. And for those of you with books, it is number 19.
Stack
Another thing we like to do is open it up for questions and comments. So if anyone has anything they want to say, you're welcome to, and kind of helps us feel less alone up here when you do, but no pressure, of course.
I mean, it's a weird life to travel around singing every night and have people look at you. And so we just kind of are isolated. So we're like, let's get some fresh ideas in this mix, you know? Because it's just us in the van, and then if no one talks at the show, it's just us on there, and we're like, man, there's some feedback happening in here. So, does anyone have any questions or comments?
That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
What's really kind of the idea to do the books?
It was kind of a self...
The question was, what gave us the idea for the lyric books?
It was kind of a self-centered idea. I tend to process things better if I can read them or see them as they're happening, and especially in live music settings, if I miss a line, I'm spending time trying to figure out what they just said, and then they're singing on top of me trying to figure it out. So I thought it might be helpful to people if they could read along, and maybe some people would enjoy it. And like Daniel said, when we listen to albums, we love to read along with the liner notes. And
one thing you've often told me also is if you give someone something to hold, it's just nice to have something in your hands.
Yeah, tactile.
And gives people things other to, some other option to look at other than us, which is helpful for us and, you know, for other people too. So thank you for that question. Mm-hmm. Well, this final song is not in the books. So for those of you with books, you're going to have to close them. Or you can, I mean, you can look in there, but you're not going to find it. So it's newer than the books, and it's called Four Sisters, Part One. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
One sister walks the wasteland. Never found a deliver a city to dwell in. Yeah, thank y'all so much for spending your time this way. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is fun.